This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, your closer look at the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, 70% of us work for it, it powers 50% of our GDP, and it's a much talked about sector. We also chat with business owners on how they're coping and dealing with the challenges in this disruptive environment. Today, we're speaking to Stephen Locke, founder and high-performance strategist at FutureThink, training and consultancy. He's also a speaker, a trainer, an author, and a leadership coach. And interestingly, he wrote a book called The Right Talent, The Agility-Focused Interviewing Approach to Hiring the Right Candidate Every Time. And I imagine for business owners, if we can get that right at the get-go, it's smoother sailing, yeah, for the running of the business. But we'll ask Stephen about that in just a bit. So thanks, Stephen, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
If you had to pin it down, what would be your product at FutureThink?
The main product that we have is to help the organizations find the right talent for the organizations or their teams. The biggest problem that I see in most companies is that most companies are hiring managers. They want to find the best people. But the problem is, what is the definition of the best people? Because in an environment like ours today, we hear a lot about the term VUCA, V-U-C-A, which is volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. Things are changing all the time. The context that we're operating in is changing all the time. Finding the best people may not be the right thing to do. What I tell the owners or the organizations or hiring managers that you should be looking at the right people, because the right people in your organization depends on the context of your organization that they operate in. Because a person who is a best performer in one company moving to another company does not necessarily mean that that person would be performing at their best in the new company because of the context.
But I think that's the quickest and easiest way to find the appropriate candidate, so to speak. If the job you want filled is of a certain description, the person meets those descriptions, has, say, the best qualification, has done this one before and is experienced, has been a high performer in that same job in another place, wouldn't that be the right candidate and also the best?
Different organizations have got different environment. They operate in different environments. So there was a research done by this Harvard professor called Professor Boris Kreuzberg. So he wrote a book with very extensive research done over about 10 years. So what he found is that when a person who is the best performer in company A moves to company B, that person doesn't perform at 100% like what he did previously. In fact, that person, after moving to the new company, he found out that they operate only at 30%.
30%?
Only 30%. So the question is, where did that the rest of the 70% go to? What happened to that 70%? So what he found is that the 70% is actually things like culture, things like systems, processes, things like the people that they work with. Because when you move from one company to another company, you can bring all this along with you. A person is the best performer in one company is because of the environment that the person is operating in, not because of that person per se.
If we have to look beyond the resume and the experience and the qualifications that a person has, doesn't that make the hiring process a lot longer and more arduous? Conversations about a person's personality, and that's also slightly invasive.
Well, it all depends on the kind of questions that you ask. Obviously, there are certain rules and guidelines that you have to follow when you're interviewing a person. The questions that are too personal, those questions are out of bounds. You're not supposed to ask those questions. Like, take, for example, how many children do you have? That's an illegal question. Those questions you cannot ask, especially in countries like the US or any Western countries. Over here in Asia, in Singapore, we may not be that particular, but it is still illegal. If you go to TAFEP, they tell you very clearly that these are the questions that you cannot ask. What I do with the organizations is that I bring them through a process, particularly this three-step process that I bring them through. It's called the ADQ process. So A stands for attributes, D stands for definition, and Q stands for the question. So what I tell them to do is this. Look, most people, when they start looking for a new hire, a new candidate, most of the time they're not clear on what they are looking for. They say they know, but actually they don't. So I
think they're looking for the best candidate, right, like we talked about earlier.
So the question is, what do you mean by the best candidate? What I do with them is that I bring them through this three-step process. First, what are the competencies? What are the attributes that you're looking for? So you need to be very clear on what you want to see in the candidate. So once you have those competencies or the attributes identified, then the next step is to define what you mean by those. Because as
I mentioned, best candidate is very vague. Let's break it down to a more specific description.
That's right.
So best would encompass some of the earlier things we talked about, the qualifications, the experience and so on, performance at somewhere else. But you're saying something else is missing. The kinds of questions you then craft to ask this person, say, pertaining to those things, would be how?
Once they have identified the competencies, the specific attributes, then they need to define what they mean by those attributes. And once they have a definition nailed down, then you can craft the questions that is tied to those to the definition that you have, because we operate in different environments. Take, for example, I've done this for a number of companies. And before I do any training for these companies, what I do is that I ask for the actual job descriptions. So when I get those job descriptions, I comb through them and pick out those keywords that they're looking for in their candidates. So take, for example, very common competency that most people will put in their job descriptions, good communication skills. So what do you mean by good communication skills? It is broad. Another term would be a good team player. What do you mean by a good team player? Because every team is different. Every company is different. Every context is different. They need to define what they mean by a good team player. From my experience, it depends on what kind of team you're working with. For example, it's the geographic spread of the team. So take, for example, last company that I worked for was a U.S. multinational company. So my team was in the region, in Asia Pacific. So I had people in Japan, in Korea, in China, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, and India. So spread across 9 different countries. So this was my team, a virtual team, versus somebody else's definition of team, which may be local, and the entire team may be within the same 4 walls. The difference between these two types of team is, one, the geographic distance. Second, the culture, because they come from different countries. Third, the language that they speak. They may not be speaking English as their first language. So how do you communicate with them? How do you try to understand them?
And then let's go into the good communication skills thereafter.
And then you have got things like time zone, the time differences. So how do you manage those kind of things? For someone to say that, yeah, I'm looking for a good team player, but what do you mean by that? Is your team a local team or within the same 4 walls? Or you have got a team that is spread across the world, the global team, the regional team. So what are the specific challenges that they face when working with this team? So they need to specify, they need to understand, be clear about the specific challenges that they have working with this team. Pick out those competencies that they want, define them, and come up with the questions so that the question is relevant and is tied directly to the competencies. A lot of our hiring managers, when they go into the interview room to meet with the candidates, first, they don't prepare. Second, they're not clear about what they're looking for. They end up plucking questions out of thin air. Or perhaps before they go into the interview room, they go on Google and check, what questions should I ask for this position? Yeah, you can find a lot of questions on Google, right? The problem is this. Are those questions relevant to what you're looking for?
I imagine that points to perhaps a lack of coordination within the organization itself.
True.
An HR practitioner may not always understand completely what your department does.
Yes.
Coordination between the HR practitioner and the manager of that department who's seeking to hire someone needs to happen.
Right, yes. Truth be told, even the HR people, many of them are not trained on how to conduct proper interviews, to ask effective, relevant questions.
Is it necessary, though, to be so specific? Is there a set question list that an HR manager can maybe use despite not having complete knowledge of what a department needs and what a department does per se?
Yes, you can. Again, it would be best if the HR department sit alongside the hiring managers and then talk about what they are really looking for. In most cases, the hiring managers are better equipped to understand the technicalities of the position. So if it's a technical position, like say, for example, an IT position, then the hiring managers will know the technical sides of that position, whereas the HR managers may not. So they need to coordinate between themselves. So what questions you will ask and what questions I will ask so that we can form a more rounded picture of this candidate who we want to hire.
If I could jump several steps forward, all the issues that some companies are facing now with job mismatch and perhaps not the right candidate in those jobs, all of that can be bypassed if they did this step correctly, you're saying?
What I'm saying is that if they follow the steps, the process that I have, they minimize the chance of making the wrong hire. No, I can't promise them it's going to be 100%. There's no such thing as 100%.
But let's try something, given that it's panning out this way, where so many people are in jobs that are maybe not the most appropriate for them and vice versa.
Right.
Let's start with that, is what you're saying.
Yes, that's correct. Be clear about what you're looking for and then define it and then come up with the questions. So when you go and meet the candidate and talk to the candidate during the interviews. You know exactly what you're looking for.
What kind of resistance do you face when you come to an organization with this idea? I imagine it takes time, and always it'd be, oh, we don't have the time. Let's just get these people in, start working already.
Yes. Actually, we see a trend these days that most companies, they don't want to sit through an entire day of a training program. So I get requests for half-day programs. So in those cases, what we do is that we really focus on what they need, only on what they really need. Recently, I did one for a private bank. They asked only for a half-day program. So we went in with a laser focus on exactly what they wanted to do. And that's it. Before I went in, obviously, I asked them what were their challenges, what were their issues, their problems. And from there, we crafted a program that fit into just half a day for their department.
Half a day is possible?
It's possible. We may not go into a lot of details, but what I can do is to introduce them to a process that works. So what they're going to do?
That will then, on their own, help them streamline.
Yes,
and
okay. That is correct.
I recently spoke to a young chap. He started what he calls the smart job portal. An algorithm helps him match people to the most appropriate job.
Right.
Do you think those kinds of portals, I'm sure as they start popping up, will start impinging on your marketplace?
That's a good question. Well, yes and no. Most people see these technologies as disruptors or disruptions. I see them as complementing to the process. I don't see them as disruptors per se, because there's only so much you can do with technology, because at the end of the day, you will still need to meet that person face to face. You will still need to get that feel of that person, to talk to that person. I'm not sure how many organizations today would be prepared to give up 100% of the control to a machine to make that decision for them. Because just take for a simple scenario, for example, an organization is looking for a particular position. So they go to the systems and they input the data, what they're looking for, the competencies, and all the data that's relevant to that position. So that machine makes that match, searches for the candidate, matches the best candidate. On the 1st of March, the candidate shows up at your door, ready to work. I mean, how many organizations are ready to do that kind of thing? I suspect that it's not going to happen in the next, maybe 5 to 10 years.
Hence the complementary thing you were talking
about.
Yes,
that is
correct.
What
these portals could do is to streamline the number I send to you.
Perhaps,
instead
yes.
of 20 maybe okay candidates, I send you 5 really focused in terms
right.
of what they're capable of doing, their experience level, and to some degree, how they personality-wise might fit with the organization.
Exactly.
And then
yes.
the organization, with your streamlined questions and well-defined ones, speak to these 5 people and find the good one.
Yes, that is exactly correct.
We are heartened to be able to find another job in time to come. So futurethink.com.sg is where you can find where Stephen does his work. Stephen Locke, founder and high-performance strategist at Future Think Training and Consultancy. His book, The Right Talent, The Agility-Focused Interviewing Approach to Hiring the Right Candidate Every Time, you can find it at candidatecreation.com. Stephen, thanks for coming today.
Thank you so much.